Outgoing Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels presided over several notable changes in education policy. The candidates seeking to replace Daniels in next month's election are trying to carve out their own niches. State Impact Indiana's Kyle Stokes puts Indiana's gubernatorial hopefuls side by side.
There are two education issues you've heard a lot about during this governor's race. And even if U.S. Congressman Mike Pence and former Indiana House Speaker John Gregg don't agree on the solutions, at least they agree on the problems. The need for career and technical education.
Talking to employers large and small in Indiana, I've heard that there are jobs available, but they can't find workers to fill them.
One of the top arguments I hear from employers is having problems finding really skilled workers.
And the need for more preschools.
We've got to start talking about pre-K now.
We've got underprivileged kids that are essentially starting in kindergarten behind.
But the candidates tackle these issues in different ways. Take vocational education, for instance. Republican Mike Pence has proposed creating regional committees of business leaders and school officials. He says these Indiana Works Councils would be like crucibles for partnerships between public schools and the private sector. They'd ideally match high school students who need job skills with employers who need skilled workers.
There's a lot of openness to it because, again, they're spending that money now hiring men and women into their company and then spending a lot of money training them.
Pence says he hopes businesses might instead spend that money on educational programs in the schools. But for Democratic candidate John Gregg, he says there's a reason vocational education has been put on the back burner.
And I think that points to part of the problem that we've cut $900 million in Indiana from our schools and our public universities.
Gregg says part of the solution is to remind students there are other options beyond high school that don't involve a four-year college. But his focus is primarily on another issue, preschool. Indiana is one of only a handful of states that doesn't run a public pre-K program, so Gregg wants to start a pilot pre-K program in 40 schools that eventually could expand statewide.
If we spend this money before they're in kindergarten, that we won't need aides working possibly with all the children that we have now. That teacher will have freed up time to spend with maybe some of the students that are ahead of the curve as opposed to behind it.
Pence says there are already preschool programs run with private support or by faith-based organizations. He says he'd work to find ways to catalyze the creation of more and then find ways to get underprivileged students access to them. But there's another similarity between both candidates on both of their signature education issues, Pence on career education, Gregg on pre-K. Neither can say how much it would cost to implement their programs.
A lot of it is about developing partnerships and working together, and those things are important.
But IPFW political scientist Andrew Downs says the gubernatorial candidates' education policies have been light on the details.
The breadth of the problem that they say they're trying to address would suggest that there would be more specificity in the policies proposed, and those really aren't there.
Pence and Gregg stand far apart on some of the more hot-button education issues.
I think there's nothing that ails education in Indiana that can't be fixed if you give parents more choices and teachers more freedom to teach.
Pence says he supports the state's voucher program and a robust teacher evaluation system. Gregg's just the opposite. He says local educators have been left out of a lot of the discussions about how to make schools better.
The day I'm elected is when war on public education and public educators or on our school teachers quit.
Andrew Downs says without question, the top issues in this governor's race are, altogether now, jobs and the economy. But the governor's education policy preferences can be pivotal. Mitch Daniels is proof of why. When he took office 8 years ago, Indiana did not have a voucher program, a third grade reading exam, or statewide teacher evaluation mandate. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Kyle Stokes.